Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. When planting a flower bed, there are many options to put in the ground. What is best? Should each garden bed be full of native perennials that feed the pollinators? Is there anything wrong with landscape annuals like petunia and snapdragon? To start this off, the most important factor when landscaping for beauty is to plant what you like. That is the end goal, after all, to enjoy the garden in front of you. Of course, be aware not to spread invasive species, and try to plant something that won't have more problems than benefits. That is often why a nice, ideally permanent, perennial is so desirable, because people think they can set it and forget it. Even though perennials can be less maintenance, there is a strong case for annuals. Many annual flowers offer bright bursts of color and are easy to plug into the landscape. Impatiens or New Guinea impatiens, petunias, vinca, and geranium are all staples in gardens for good reason. Because they only last for this year, they either require more labor at the start and end of the season, or get placed in an easy-to-manage basket or planter. Baskets provide that nice full display in an easily emptied or thrown-out vessel. Many gardeners also consider a planter insert for their garden bed, where a pre-existing hole in the landscape gets a flowering planter plugged in and then easily pulled out at the end of the year. Another different type of liner is the coconut liner for hanging baskets, sometimes called cocopeat or coir or coir, which also allows for easy removal from a metal frame. Annuals are plug and play, but the actual life cycle of an annual isn't entirely disposable. While they do complete their whole life cycle from seed to husk in 1 year, they will often reseed themselves. Zinnias, celosias, and marigolds are obvious examples, but it can lead to a very messy, weedy garden bed next year, and might not produce the exact same plants. An intricate breed of petunia might have vibrant colors with spots and patterns, but any seed that sprouts back will be far less impressive. Heirloom varieties of annuals, just like vegetables such as tomato, will produce seed with the same genetics. Heirlooms are a staple of seed saving because they are stable and won't cross or change. Perennials do have their advantages, but unlike annuals, they can take longer to establish and bloom. Unlike annuals, they really can be a set and forget type of plant. That doesn't mean they don't need water or fertilizer, just that they don't move. So plant those annuals with reckless abandon. Fill up the garden bed or just stick to pots and baskets. Their displays are well worth it. Just be sure to replant next spring. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.